10 nachos on my way home. By the time I'm getting home, they're just peels. Mm. Peels in the plastic bag, all of them.
By the body, you just absorb the rest out.
Oh, wow. Okay, so then, when did you... Okay, have you released an album yet?
Not yet.
Just singles.
Yes.
When did you release your first single?
Was back in 2021. That's when I featured Udo a cappella.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuyandani. Let us love one another. You know.
Yeah.
John 13:35. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples,
right,
if ye have love one to another."
Right.
So I thought of writing a song for the church.
1 John 4:7-8 as well.
Yes.
Beloved,
yes.
Let us love one another. Yeah.
For love is of God, and everyone that is born of God knoweth God. Yes.
He that loveth not.
No, it's not God. For God is love.
Absolutely. Amen. Yes. Amen. Okay.
So that was for the church, and then my second single is entitled "Great Joy."
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that one for my wife. My beautiful wife. Oh, here now.
She brought you great joy, didn't she?
Yes.
When did you get married?
2022. Yes.
So that's about 3 years.
Yes, yes.
Okay. No, you're still under five. No offense, you're still under five. 2027, yeah, then you can throw away the under five card. And begin to flourish in marriage. Okay.
Yeah,
what was your wife's name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Stronger. Is she listening?
She is listening.
You want to send a shout out to?
I love you.
If I was a woman, I'd go, oh. But I'm a man.
Her birthday was yesterday. I love that.
You love that?
Yeah, I love that. That's a very good shout out. I want to send the morning.
Brief, straight to the point.
And happy birthday. Belated. Yesterday was her birthday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You know I do birthday shout outs at 9:20.
Okay.
So let me just take note of that one. So that I can mention her when the time comes. Sarah who?
Simwinga.
Sarah Simwinga.
Yes.
Of course I made the name also.
Sarah Nawa.
Abuludo's also.
We'll take it over.
Did you finish paying?
Yes. Hence the change.
So it was yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday was the 2nd of August.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No? We shall add her name to the list.
Yes.
So then, Chikwandi featuring Joseph Mokuyu. So I'm playing in the background. It's Joy in Heaven.
Yes.
With FM. So,
Africa.
These features, you write the song?
Yes.
And you pick who to feature with?
Yes.
So what's the criteria?
For the
featuring artist, when at what point does that come? Do you think I want to sing a song with Joseph Mwepu?
Uh-huh.
Let me write, or I write a song. Okay, the way this song is structured, I think Joseph Mwepu. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I think the song itself would tell you, say, okay, with this kind of style, the vocal range, I think somebody else like someone like maybe Joseph would fit in the song.
Yeah.
Because I've taken time to listen to their songs as well.
Right.
Yeah, so that gives me an idea to say if I feature this person, they'll be able to deliver it nicely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. But it's also very important to pray over it, because
I was about to ask, actually.
Yes, I do pray over it. I say, who should I feature?
Yeah.
Who can do this verse? And okay. Then I have that conviction, and then I move upon that. Yes. Sometimes you might have someone in mind, and then that person maybe is not available. That's also God directing you to someone else, because you might have intended to feature another person, but God maybe would block that, and another person would be available.
And then it works
then,
out
then
perfect.
Then it works out perfect. And you're like, wow, okay. Why didn't they think of this other person?
Yeah.
I was distracted.
So God hasn't directed you to me at any point after you pray?
Yes.
To feature me in any of your singles?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm still waiting.
You remember?
To feature me?
Yes. You forgot it.
Kananga, when?
Okay, we're going to check the messages. Then.
An actual song.
Actually, I wanted you to be with the Joy in Heaven one.
No. This man.
We can blame it on Lord Shetty.
We can blame
Lord Shetty.
Yeah, I think you were Lord
Shetty. Are you serious, though?
Yes.
I probably thought you were joking when
I said the gigs, I think. I mentioned the song, but not this version, the other one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wanted you to say something. I mean, some verses.
I think, you know, I thought you were joking about it, and, you know, because, like, after the conversation, I go, okay, this one, so I'm like, I'm not sure. Oh, really? Okay. So you're serious?
Yes. I just assumed that the order is busy, you know. Wow. Do a lot of things.
Okay, after this, let us revisit. Yeah, make me famous, bro.
It's like, John, I need baptism from you, and you're coming to me. The other way around.
But tell me also about Joy in Heaven. What's the song about?
This song is based on Luke 15, verse 7, where Jesus says, there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than 99 persons, which just persons who need no repentance.
Right.
So it just talks about the fact that, you remember, there's what we call the parable of the lost son.
Mm.
And I wonder why we call it the parable of the lost son instead of calling it the parable of the loving father.
Right.
We focus on the son being lost, but not the love of the father. So that should be the title. And no matter how far we go, how unworthy we think we are because of the sins we've committed, there's always room to go back to God. His grace is sufficient for us. So there's joy. There will be that joy. Just like that father embraced the lost son.
Yeah.
God wants to embrace us and bring us back.
Yeah.
You notice that he didn't even finish his speech.
His speech.
Yeah.
He's prepared.
Hugged him.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's
threw
enough.
A patch.
That's enough. Don't say anymore.
Yes.
You're home. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, these songs, I know you talked about praying, but are these songs born out of experience, or are they largely revelations through your prayer and interaction, discourse with God?
I think it's a combination of all those things, but mostly experience.
Mm.
Yes, mostly experience, because there are times when you encounter people and they feel like they have gone so far from God, and they are beyond redemption.
Mm.
And you go like, but you know, Jesus came for the lost.
Yep.
The Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost.
Yep.
And then I would sit on the keyboard, and then some of the verses I've memorized here and there.
Yeah.
Then I start.
Well, you play the keyboard?
Moderately, yes.
Why are you being careful with
your to write songs.
Why are you being careful okay. with your
I do play the keyboard.
Yeah?
A friend of mine taught me some keys here and there. So I use it to write some songs.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay. So then, the other singles that you have released. You've released all of them, right?
Yes, I have.
Is there any that is fastidious to be released anytime soon?
Which one?
I don't know. Do you have any new ones that you haven't released yet?
These are the old ones, the Chikondi and Joy in Heaven. These are the latest ones.
These are the latest ones?
Yes.
They've been released already?
No, they have been released, but they will be out on streaming platforms on the 13th.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ah, that's what I was waiting to hear. So this is...
These are new.
This is the introduction.
So this is the first.
And you heard it first on Phoenix FM.
Yes.
So Joy in Heaven and...
Chikondi.
And Chikondi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at the older ones. There is... So you have Joy in Heaven. You also have Great Joy. That one says from...
For my wife.
From... Yeah, that's an experience for sure. Wila Lila.
Mm-hmm.
Wila Lila. How did that one come about?
That one, I wrote it for my mom. Mm-hmm. Because just looking at what she went through, losing her husband... my older brother passed on, and all that experience.
How old were you when your dad died?
1992. I was 4, I think.
You were 4 in 1992? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. But... okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your brother died?
Yeah, my brother was bashed by a car. He died.
Oh, my goodness. And where did that happen?
In Kitwe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old was he?
Can I remember the exact age?
Was he young?
He was young.
A teenage?
Yes, young.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Was he alone?
He was with my older brother.
Uh-huh.
And then, they all saw the scene, and then they rushed him to the hospital, and then later on he died. So yeah, and then eventually mom lost my dad, like my dad passed on, and then I thought of
writing. Who died first, your brother or your dad?